Good morning, this is Tom Winifrith with a postcard, which I realise will be unpopular in many circles, but that has never deterred me before. Comrade Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, is this morning taking almighty flak for his refusal to sing the national anthem, that is God Save the Queen, at a memorial service yesterday in London. The right-wing press is having a field day. And one senses that his enemies within the Labour Party, those followers of Comrade Blair and Comrade Cooper, are also briefing against him. It is an unpleasant spectacle. And I'm afraid I have to say that I agree with Comrade Corbyn. There are a number of grounds. At a trivial level, the only aspect that a time that I get an exposure to the national anthem of England, God Save the Queen, is at rugby matches. As you know, I am a supporter of Ireland, and therefore I do not sing the national anthem. If I'm at a game, I will stand up, but stand there in stony silence as the accursed English belt out God Save the Queen. If I'm sitting on my sofa, I will sit there in stony silence as the accursed English belt out God Save the Queen before singing along with the national anthem of whichever country the old enemy is playing. And that's a trivial level, but I do so in stony silence. I do so. I respect the fact that the is an English national anthem. I think it's a pretty piss poor national anthem, and I will come to that later, but I show respect. Comrade Corbyn was not at a service celebrating the Queen. He was at a service celebrating the heroic pilots in the Battle of Britain. Comrade Corbyn is a Republican, as am I, for that matter. And therefore, there is no reason why he should sing God Save the Queen. It does not show disrespect. He merely sat there and pondered, one suspects, the real message of the Battle of Britain commemorative service, to remember those who gave their lives for this country in the Battle of Britain and indeed in the wider war. I had a great uncle who was killed in Egypt in 1942. We remember those, our relatives, we remember other people who made the sacrifice, and we remember why they why they died. They died fighting for our freedoms. We did not want to be ruled by the Nazis, people who told us how we should think and behave. We were fighting for freedom, and that freedom includes the freedom not to believe in the monarchy. Comrade Corbyn is a Republican. I suspect, like me, that he thinks the Queen is an admirable person, as is Phil the Greek, that she has done her job incredibly well for the past 60-odd years, 63 years, and that she is thoroughly admirable. But that does not mean to say that we accept that we should have an unelected head of state. I don't think I do. I know I don't, and I know Comrade Corbyn doesn't. If the monarchy wasn't already there, would you create it? No, you wouldn't. I don't think Comrade Corbyn was showing, he certainly was showing no disrespect to the fighter pilots of World War II or the dead of World War II, and he wasn't showing outright disrespect to the Queen otherwise. He was a man of principle. How refreshing to have a politician who doesn't just crave votes. I'm sure if Call Me Dave thought that it would win him more votes, he'd happily sing Deutschland, Deutschland über alles if he was required to. Jeremy Corbyn is not driven by focus groups. He just stands by what he believes. He showed no disrespect whatsoever. This is just the sort of smear campaigns that we're going to have to get used to. As it happens, there is, for me, just a wider issue. The English National Anthem is an appalling song. I challenge, how many people in Britain know the second verse? I suspect very few of them know the second verse. It's not really a very good song. The English National Anthem is unusual in that it is an anthem which celebrates servitude. It celebrates the fact that we, long may she reign over us. It celebrates the fact that we are subjects of an unelected leader. Contrast that with the national anthems of all the other countries around the world. And they are national anthems which celebrate national pride, our pride in belonging to a nation. They celebrate freedom. I just pick you up on the Irish national anthem, which is obviously what I will be humming along to at the forthcoming World Cup. Sadly, I don't speak Gaelic, so I can't sing along with it. The Irish national anthem is not Ireland's call, a sort of semi-lamentable celebration of Irish pride. It is actually the soldiers' song. Here's the chorus. Soldiers are we whose lives are pledged to Ireland. Some have come from a land beyond the wave, sworn to be free. No more our ancient sire land shall shelter the despot or the slave. Tonight we man the gap of danger. In Erin's cause come woe or weal. Mid cannons roar and rifles peal, we'll chant a soldier's song. It is a song from 1907. It is a revolutionary song. I realise that some in the north find it mildly offensive, but it is nonetheless a song about freedom, about national pride. And if you compare the Irish national anthem with the national anthems of most countries in Europe, that is exactly the same sentiment, perhaps expressed in slightly less aggressive, warlike tones, which other nations sing about. We sing about our pride in being British, our pride in being Irish or French or Italian, or even with the Scottish little ditty about the pride in being Scottish. That is what most countries think about. The English choose to sing about their pride in being subjects, their pride of servitude. It is a very unusual national anthem in that way, and I think a rather poor national anthem in that way. I can understand people's pride in being English, but surely being English is about the freedoms, the history of this country, the fact that all men really are meant to be equal apart from the Queen. The fact that we can say what we think and do what we think. The fact that we've fought through world wars, through the Peasants' Revolt, the Magna Carta, for those freedoms. That is the freedoms and tolerance. That is what marks out England, not our servitude to an unelected head of state. In that sense, I think the English national anthem is a poor one, but that's not why Comrade Corbyn or I would choose not to sing it. And it doesn't mean disrespect to the Queen as a human being. It is merely a statement that we think that the constitutional setup in England is inappropriate for the 21st century. We should be a republic. We shouldn't have an elected head of state, even if her powers are pretty minimal. I accept that the argument for having the Queen is that the alternative is that you might have Cherie Blair or someone like that in charge. And I accept that that is a risk, but nonetheless, it is wrong that in the 21st century, our head of state is there simply because of who her parents, or in the case of Prince Charles, who his parents were when they were born. Comrade Corbyn has shown no disrespect whatsoever to the fighters of World War II. I admire the man for having some principle. It is, most of his principles, I admit, are barking mad, but in the fact that he is prepared to stand by his principles and not just crave the popularity or crave the support of the Daily Mail and the Sun newspaper, surely that marks him out as an unusual politician, and you may not like him, but you should show him some grudging respect. Once again, I stand with Comrade Corbyn. Well, I fear that he may not be standing as leader of the Labour Party for that much longer. I'll be back with another postcard whenever I feel like it. I'll be writing a few thoughts on that appalling lawyer who complained about sexism on LinkedIn very much later. It goes without saying that I am not on her side and regard her. Well, I suppose she's the best argument for the monarchy, really. God help us if she was head of state. She seems a frightful human being. Anyhow, I'll be back later with those thoughts. I'll speak to you then.